An Analytical Study of Words. Chapter 15. The Chosen, Not I Have Chosen. Many today are like the Jews we read about in the Book of Acts, who were jealous, and believed God loved them alone, and who were boasting in their works. Paul tells us in his writings at Rome 9:1-5 of his great sorrow, and that he wished himself to be anathema from Christ for the sake of his brethren, the unbelieving Israelites, but there are those who believe most of mankind is lost eternally who do not show such concern. These good people do not have the sorrow Paul expressed. Oh, that they might know that all we have, our faith, our salvation, and our calling come only through the grace of God and the faith of his Son Jesus Christ. It is not through our own works, but through God's working in us that we have this marvelous grace. If 2:8-10, Phil. 2:13, Rome. 8:28-31, 1 Cor. 1:26-31, 4:7, Heb. 12:2. Many today are like the Jews we read about in the Book of Acts, who were jealous, and believed God loved them alone, and who were boasting in their works. We must not be like the man who said he had accepted Christ, that he chose to believe the gospel, hence he was saved, but those who would not accept Christ were lost and on their way to hell. Our Lord said, John 15:16, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." Romans 8:29 says, "Whom he foreknew, he designates beforehand, also, to be conformed to the image of his Son." Now whom he designated beforehand, these he calls, these he justifies also. Now who he justifies, these he glorifies. And Ephesians 1:4 says, "According as he chooses us in him before the disruption of the world, in love designating us beforehand for the place of a son for him through Christ Jesus." Jesus said, John 12:31-41, "Of those who did not believe he would be exalted out of the earth and would be drawing all to himself, that they could not believe, seeing that God hath blinded their eyes and calloused their heart." But again, this condition was not to last eternally, as verse 32 shows. We should be boasting in Christ Jesus, Rome 15:17, and the faith of Jesus, Rome 3:26, rather than in our own works. 1 John 4:8 tells us, "God is love," and 1 John 2:2 that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 4:11, "God so loved us," and John 3:16, "that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that is Christ, who," Heb 2:9, "by the grace of God tasted death for every man." Revelation 4:11 says of him, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Is there pleasure to be gained in knowing beforehand that those who were created would never hear the good news of the gospel, would never believe, and would be sent to hell forever to be tormented? All this for his pleasure. If we are instructed to love our enemies, Matt 5:44, can we expect God to do less? An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.